10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
All right, again, happy Monday. I hope everyone is doing well. Happy May 4th, if you're a Star Wars fan. I'm not, but May the 4th be with you. And happy Cinco de Mayo Eve, for those who celebrate that as well. And our first song for today is going to be This Night Has Opened My Eyes by The Smiths. All right, again, that was This Night Has Opened My Eyes by The Smiths. That's probably the saddest song that I have for you today. At least I hope it's saddest. I hope we can all agree on that. But May is, aside from, you know, a little Star Wars holiday and Cinco de Mayo and my mom's birthday, it is also Mental Health Month. There are over 1 billion people in the world who struggle with mental illness, and those are just people who have confirmed and who have gone to the doctor or gotten some kind of help. So with that number is a lot larger than 1 billion. So take that into account, and that is what this episode is based on. I have spoken out a lot about mental health recently, whether it is because of myself or other people in my life, but I've realized over time that it's necessary to do so. It's important for people to realize that they might be part of that 1 billion, and if they are, there are so many other people who are similar to them and alongside them. So these songs are not sad. You know, the first one was intentional. Maybe you had a night or a day that did open your eyes, whatever that may mean. But I hope the rest of these songs are good embodiments of the feeling of, wait, I did make it through. I made it to the other side. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. I feel like all of these songs are a good representation of that. Even if a little bit sad at times, I think they all mean well, you know? I think this is a bit of a bittersweet playlist, but a lot of the songs are exciting. I really, truly, I listen to all of them throughout the day, and I do think they embody the feeling of, I'm going to be okay. So, with that, our next song is going to be Sweet Disposition by The Temper Trap.
Sweet. Too soon.
So, question of the day. Yeah, question of the day. The last time you went to the doctor, or maybe the hospital, what was it for? Maybe you had strep throat and you had to go to urgent care. Maybe you broke a bone and you had to go to the hospital, get a cast, get it checked out. Maybe you had the flu. I heard that was really bad this year. But I'm pretty confident that it wasn't because you were struggling with some kind of mental illness. The most common in the United States are depression, anxiety, ADHD, followed by, I think, OCD, PTSD. But with that, most people do not get help when it's mental. They always do when it's physical, but if something's mental, it's overlooked. So, if you're struggling with something, take May as the sign to go to the doctor. Next, we got Comeback Story by Kings of Leon.
Picking up the pieces of the world I know with what I
because you can't have a comeback story until you realize that something's wrong. Just like you can't get smarter if you already think you're the smartest person in the room. So, I'm not sure which one I want to play next. So I'm going to chat for a few minutes. I haven't decided if this is going to be my last show of the semester. I was fully planning on being here next week, and I probably will be, but my news shows ended this week, so I thought to myself, do I want to do my show during finals week? But I probably will. I added everything up today, and I have 3 more days of school, 7 more classes to sit through, 4 more finals to do, and 10 more assignments. Actually, I think I might be down to 8. Yeah, I think I'm down to 8. I did some of them. So that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. I'm almost done with freshman year. Wow, I keep getting emails about how to move out. I'm not mentally prepared to move out. Goodness. But sometimes you gotta take the leap. That's what it feels like. What do I want to play next? I really don't know. I don't know. We're gonna move on to Call Your Mom with Noah Kahan and Lizzie McAlpine.
But then again, the moment right before it ends, you're most afraid of, but don't you cancel any plans. I won't let you get the chance to never make them. Stayed on the line with you the entire night until you let it out and let it in. Don't let this darkness fool you. All lights turned off can be turned on. Tried it, stayed on the line with you the entire night till you told me that you had to go. Don't let this darkness fool you. All lights turned off can be turned on. I'll drive all night.
Drive another mile without knowing your proof.
So that song has a line that is, we just listened to it, swear your soul to Jesus. And I resonate with every single line of this song except for that one because I'm not a religious person, but neither is Noah Kahan. So I think my point with that is it's something that can come into play, but it doesn't have to be your entire life. You don't have to be fully dedicated, and I don't want to upset anyone when I say that. However, on that note, I would like to recite Mark 12:31, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, it's important. Love yourself, but love each other. Good God, be kind to each other. It's not that hard. Just, you never know what someone is dealing with. You never know what someone is thinking. So, just treat people with respect. Treat people with kindness. Harry Styles said it best. But this next song goes out to 5 really awesome people in my life. Really awesome people. Because I would probably do anything for all of them. And I wouldn't say that about a lot of people. But one of them is at home. I love her endlessly. Even when she's not here with me on campus, she'll stay up with me until 3 in the morning talking to me about anything that I need. One is my roommate, who is right next to me and does in fact stay up with me, you know, when we're both laying in bed 5 feet from each other, to talk about anything, to comfort me, to drop everything that she's doing and help me when I need it. 2 others who live on my floor and would probably take a bullet for me, and vice versa. And I will be not across the hall from them next year, unfortunately, but still be a walk away. And one who is currently a walk away in a different dorm, but in 1 year has earned all my respect and love. All of those people are incredible people, and this song is Heroes by David Bowie, the 2017 remastered version, because there's not a lot of people that you can confidently say will be there for you through anything and vice versa. And sometimes that is all that anyone needs. They need support from people. Sometimes people need the push from their friends. That's what you're there for. Be a friend. Be a friend to have a friend. This is Heroes by David Bowie.
Heroes forever and ever.
I'm back. That was Heroes. I absolutely love that song. I feel like I've listened to it many, many times in the last few days. We could be safer just for one day. Take everything one day at a time. It's written on my back. But it's definitely my favorite life mantra. Take everything one day at a time. Sometimes that's all you can do. But, I feel like I want to say all of the other songs that I have left are more upbeat. Some of the ones that I've played are a little bit upbeat, but I feel like the rest of them are, I think, I want to say. But yeah, it's crazy that I will be, in 1 week, I will be out of this station for like 3 months. Wow. Hopefully next semester I will be fully on FM, so if you're ever driving in the area, you can put me on the radio. And I think being on FM will make me force myself to, I don't know, structure my shows media train myself, do something so that they're not occasionally the mess that they are. But regardless, I'm excited because also the FM studio is a lot nicer, so that would be a treat. But yeah, let's move on to our next song. Let's go with You Get What You Give by New Radicals. You Get What You Give.
Cause we got the dreamer's disease.
it's not just you get what you give to the people around you, but you get what you give to yourself. I think it's really important to give yourself some grace all the time. Honestly, all the time. Like, less is not more in this situation. You know, I have found for myself that it's very, very important to do things for myself. I definitely used to be someone who never, ever gave myself a break or a chance to breathe because I assumed I did not deserve it. So I would always feel guilty if I was not doing something that was bettering my academic career or being at work making money. But it is so, so, so important to take a step back and do something for yourself. One of my favorite things to do, especially when it's a nice day like this, is take my blanket outside. I'll either go on the lawn outside my dorm, or I'll go on this little area by the journalism building and just lay out and take in the sun and either write in my notebook or read a book. And both of those things are just very, you know, therapeutic for me. They both get my mind off of other things, which is very good. And even if your mind isn't actively spiraling or something, it is so good to still take that time for yourself. You know, like, don't only start washing your hands when you get sick. You should be washing your hands all the time. It's stuff like that. Like, take care of yourself. I think I feel most grounded when I'm outside. So if I'm doing something for myself, I try to be outside. I also like being alone when I'm doing things for myself. Not that I do not love socializing, but I love being able to take a walk by myself or go visit the horses on the farm by myself or do those things like read and write on my own. And you know what? There's definitely days where I'm doing that before the last few assignments that I have to do, because sometimes you're just not in the headspace. And I think that's okay. Last night, we watched The Incredibles 2 because we all agreed that the work was not going to get done. No one was in the headspace to do it. And sometimes that happens. And it's done now because it's a new day. But I don't know. I think you need to know your limits. Give yourself grace when necessary. All those good things. But my next song is going to be my next song is going to be Baba O'Reilly by The Who. I really like this song. It reminds me of Stranger Things. Oh, and remastered in 2022. Thank you.
This is here. The happy one.
great. That one was Crave by Paramore. And I only have one more song for today. Timed this pretty well, I'm not gonna lie to you. But after this, I'm probably gonna go downstairs and eat dinner. How exciting. But I just wanted to close this off with, I decided I will be here next week. Because, I mean, I don't have class on Monday, but yeah, I'll be here. By next Monday, I will have 2 finals left. So I'll be here. I'll hang out for an hour. We'll have our last show of the semester together, the last show of my freshman year together. And yeah, I think my last show will end on a more positive note. Not that this one hasn't been positive, but I don't know. A lot has happened recently, and I just gave a speech on mental health awareness, and again, it's mental health month, so I don't know. I wanted to take an hour just to play some songs that, if you really listen to the lyrics, I do think they're helpful, I would say. Not that they're gonna get you out of a slump, but I don't know. I really like all these songs. They all resonate with me, and I just wanted to take the time to make whoever is listening aware that mental health exists. And it's more often than not on the surface. However, even when it is on the surface, people don't really take too much note of it. So take this month to think about that, and take all the time after this month to stay aware of that there's people around you and you have no idea what they're going through at any time. So yeah, I will end it with that. Have a good Monday. Have a good week. Do something for yourself, please. And yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, I'm your host, Carrie. This is Calm and Collected on WMUC Digital in College Park. I'm going to leave you with Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track, coming towards her. She hid around corners and she hid under beds. She
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.